Hello, and welcome to Brookmont Capital's first quarterly update call of 2020. I'll start out by briefly going over the investment philosophy, which we believe is very well suited for these very uncertain economic times. And our approach to investing is focused on building a well-diversified portfolio with low turnover that is invested in high-quality companies. And this is demonstrated by their sustainable dividends that they produce. Over a full market cycle, we believe this is the best means to achieve better than market returns with less than market risk. Now we'll hear from Ethan Powell, our Chief Investment Officer, and Andrew Horning, who is one of our portfolio managers. Ethan, it's all you.
Great. Thanks, Thurman. And while we never like reporting negative numbers, the dividend equity strategy did outperform the Russell 1000 value, which returned negative 26% over the quarter. Our strategy beat it by 4 percentage points, returning negative 22%. The dividend growth strategy similarly returned negative 20%, which was in line with the Russell 1000, which also returned negative 20% over the quarter. We're not going to belabor the trials and tribulations of the corona pandemic, which obviously has dominated headlines over the quarter. Rather, we're going to provide our quick observations on the economic and market carnage it left and our relative positioning against that backdrop. During prior recessions and market drawdowns, we've had a playbook to follow as they were driven by cyclical downturns or event-driven crisis like 9/11 or structural as the credit crisis in 2018. The first quarter drawdown and ensuing recession is unique in that many believe we were already in a cyclical downturn, which was punctuated by an unprecedented hard stop to the global economy. This is leading to a spike in unemployment that some believe will surpass, at least temporarily, the unemployment rate during the Great Depression and may lead to structural unemployment in certain subsectors. This leaves market participants to handicap when and how the economy will reawaken and what lasting implications are to labor, the economy, and the global markets. However, offsetting this doomsday backdrop is a strong commitment from global monetary policymakers to throw as much money and resources as needed to overcome any structural impairment. This type of warlike spending has eventually led to inflationary environments where equities outperform bonds. As we mentioned in our 2020 outlook published earlier this year, we generated between 5 and 10% cash in the portfolios towards the end of 2019 and end of 2020. So the question is, when and how do you deploy capital into a volatile market with so much uncertainty? Given the bear market rally at the end of March and into April, the S&P is currently trading around 2,700. This, combined with the quickly changing 2020 EPS revisions ranging anywhere from down 10% to down 33%, the S&P is trading close to or above a 19 times price earnings multiple, which is well above historic norms in the extremely uncertain fundamental backdrop. We believe that the market will retest the bottom again before experiencing a high conviction rally based on the new fundamental data. So if you assume a 10 to 20% EPS adjustment over a two-year time horizon, that would put the S&P 500 between 2200 and 2400, assuming a 7x PE multiple, which is much more in line with historic norms. This is also the March lows we saw in the initial bottoming process. So it's in that range where we become more interested in the broad equity market. That's not to say that we're not seeing selective value in the market today, and we believe that the asset class represents a good value over a 12-month time horizon. But given the lagging nature of the fundamental data, we're also closely following the CBOE's VIX volatility index, known as the fear gauge. The index peaked at 82 in March and is still hovering around 40. To provide some context, the typical VIX range is in the mid-teens, and we would like to see the VIX hold on to something closer to 30 or 2x the normal rate before we believe that the sideways choppiness in the market will subside, which could demonstrate sustained upward price movement. In summary, we're expecting to test the March lows, we're looking to gain more clarity in the fundamental picture exiting the global quarantine, and we're looking for some stabilization in the VIX. However, as Thurman pointed out, the portfolios are well positioned to weather this storm based on our philosophy of investing in strong companies with sustainable dividends. So with that, Andrew, could you please provide some insight into our thoughts on sector level positioning in the portfolios?
Sure. Thanks, Ethan. There's been two main themes going on in markets and the economy recently. First, the International Monetary Fund estimates that 2020 global GDP will be around negative 3%. And secondly, that estimate comes with massive dispersion on either side. You know, some estimates are calling for negative 1% GDP, some are calling for as much as negative 5 or 6% global GDP, which is one of the broadest measures of GDP growth among analyst estimates we've ever seen. In times like these, our dividend process and philosophy really comes through. As dividend managers, we look for companies that have certain cash flows and predictable cash flows that we can forecast into the future and assume that the dividends will be safe and will be paid. This is a core tenet of our philosophy here at Brookmont and has really put us in three sectors that tend to perform really well during uncertain times and negative growth times. Those three sectors are consumer staples, healthcare, and the technology sector. During periods like this of so much high uncertainty, those are the three sectors that will lead the market, and those are our three most overweight sectors relative to our benchmark across our portfolios. So regardless of what the outcome of this pandemic and ensuing economic crisis is, we will be positioned to capture any positive economic outcomes because of our exposure to the global consumer, but also our defensive nature of our portfolios. With that, I'll pass it back to you, Thurman.
Thank you, Andrew. Well, I wanted to just say thank you all for taking the time to listen to us today. We have a very talented and dedicated team of individuals here at Brookmont that are working very hard to provide guidance and any support that you all may need. So if there's any question on the market or specific stock, please do not hesitate to reach out to myself or someone else on the Brookmont team. And thank you again.